to Faith for the Journey, a podcast. I'm your host, Diane Wilkes Tribbett. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all of those of you who prayed for me as I was preparing and taking this journey to get to where I am today. We ran into some technical issues, and last night getting the file that we needed to upload for the podcast, and I was extremely, extremely nervous about it. But God still worked it out, because while I was being nervous about it, I finally realized it just wasn't working. My husband tried. My husband's a producer, does music, works with technical issues all the time. And so we just put it to rest and said we'd come back to it today. And I actually am on my way to work. And when I got up this morning, I realized something. Yesterday, I demonstrated I should say yesterday and today, I demonstrated what faith looks like, because in the midst of the circumstances that were happening, I still believe that God had a plan. I still believe that God told me to do this podcast. I still believed that it was supposed to be released today. But I had all these other plans in mind of how it was going to be done and how I was going to do it and present it to you. And lo and behold, my favorite scripture came into play. And anybody that knows me knows my favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. And the Message version is my favorite version. But before I try to remember that from memory, I want to read to you what it says in the scripture, the actual scripture. Okay, forgive me, I have to wear glasses because I can't see. So in the scripture text, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope, to give you a future and a hope." I'm going to read that one more time. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So I'm going to try to paraphrase what I believe is the New Message version of it, which says, "I know what I'm doing." That's God talking. I know what I'm doing. So getting back to my story, I had it all planned out how I was going to do the delivery. It was planned about transferring files. It was planned about having everything lined up in order. All of it was planned, but they were my plans. They were the plans that are needed for the platform that the podcast is going to air on. And I was so frustrated, but you know what I said? And I didn't even realize it at that moment, is I was putting my faith in action, because I said, I'm doing this. I don't know how, but I'm going to do this. And for those who don't know, this has been a trying year, and it has been faith that has gotten me here right now. And I started a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week or two ago, I started having issues with my stomach. I got myself so riled up yesterday because of a technical issue. And then when I said, I know that God planned this and that God had this laid out for me, I was just upset about it, because I just was upset, which I'm sure rightfully so. And so, but when I went to bed last night, I said, you know what? I'm doing this. I don't know how it's going to get done. I don't know. It may not be what I want. But then this morning, again, I got up. God showed me what I had to do, the time that I had to do it in. And I realized I had put my own faith in action already. I did it because I was trying to follow my plans. Those didn't work. But because I had faith that God told me to do this, when he told me to do this, how he told me to do this, I moved forward in my faith, even though I couldn't see it last night, how it was going to come to pass. How was I going to make this happen? And I'm still saying I, but thinking how God was going to help me to do this. God already knew. So my faith was in action before I started sitting down to do this video. I had done a video, and I'm going to try to add a clip of it later because it was really good. I had gotten into it, and I'm like, yes, it's done. And then the technical issue started, but that's okay. So getting back to my point, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So God wants to give us what we hope for. And last night I was reading something where it said that faith is not optional when you're a believer. I had to read that several times. Faith is not optional when you're a believer. Meaning, either we're to believe that what God says is going to happen, even though we can't see it, we still believe it. And our expectation is to just move daily, to move until it happens. It could take a day, it could take a month, it could take a year, it could take years. But our faith as a believer says that we're going to walk forward in our faith with the expectation that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. I have some friends, the Fabs, and I had sent over something I wanted them to read. And one of the Fabs all the Fabs were like, it's great, the pieces were right. They gave me some good feedback. But one thing that we talked about was how we have backup plans, just in case plans. If something doesn't go as we plan it to go, we want something as a backup. And we started thinking about that, and I said, but that's not faith, because we're still relying on something, and we're saying that God is a liar when God says he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So if he says he's going to do it, then it's up to us as believers to have faith, stand on that word, and think about it. Standing is like having a firm foundation. If we have a house, we want it built on a good foundation, a great foundation. If we're in a relationship, we want it built on a great foundation. Faith is no different. It has to be done on good foundation. Our foundation is that we know that God has proven that he is God. So our faith says whatever he says is going to happen. We believe it. Now we wait to receive it. Well, when it said faith is not optional, it just snapped that if I believe it, it's going to come to pass. Don't worry about it, Diane. Just wait. So it's coming to pass. So the whole point of what I wanted to share with you is that I look forward to presenting these podcasts. They may not be done in the regular format. They're going to be done how God says they will be done. And I'm excited about that because I've always been someone who likes to do things different, set apart. And I want to do them in excellence, but I want to do them following God's lead. And so with that said, I look forward to continuing this journey with you, to talk about our faith, to talk about your faith, to bring people in or to bring other guests in to talk about their faith during their journey. And I'm excited because I took the time out before I'm leaving for work and I said, okay, God, let's do this. So while I'm thinking perfection, it may not be perfect. It may not be what people are gonna say things. But that's okay, because people are always going to say things. That's just how people are. But I just want you to remember that don't give up on your faith, because when you don't give up on your faith, you don't give up on God. And the scripture tells us Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And as believers, that's what we want to do on a daily basis. We want to please God. So you can't see this, but on my wall, I have all these different motivational, inspirational sayings. And there are three that I want to read to you. The first one says, don't look back. You're not going that way. I'm going forward. And that is so amazing because last night when I put up the flyer to remind everyone about Faith for the Journey airing today to 22/22, and I was initially kind of nervous about, you know, upset about the technical issues we had, I said, I'm doing this in faith. I'm doing this. In this, I'm standing on that foundation that I planted with God that says, God, you've got this planned out. You had this planned out long before I even got here. You knew what Diane would be doing right now on 2/22/22. At this very moment, God already knew that this was going to be happening. And so he already had it planned out. I had no idea I would be doing any kind of podcast or some, when we get into this later, I had no idea I was going to be doing a lot of things that I've accomplished, but God had it planned out. And don't allow your circumstances to dictate your future. And I'm going to share about my past because that could have predicted or could have predicated how I moved forward, but God had a plan. And because his plans go forth, move forward, not because we may try to slow things down because we don't go the direction that God tells us to do, but he had a plan, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, and to give me the future that I hope for. So when I read that, don't look back, you're not going that way. And I think about what I posted last night. The song that God's placed in my spirit was by Israel Houghton, Moving Forward. Check it out. You can see it. It's there. And I'm just seeing that, looking at that image that I have up on the wall. So don't look back. Move forward. The second one says, you are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly where you need to be. You are hearing these words right now because you need to hear them. You are seeing this video clip right now because you need to see it. So you're exactly where you need to be. And I hope that you'll continue to join me for Faith for the Journey moving forward. And I will give you more details later on how you'll be able to follow me and join me on this journey of faith. And the last one, before I close, says she confidently trusts the Lord to take care of her. What? Not planned this morning. Actually, it is 7:30 and I should be walking out the door to go to work. And I'm going to get ready to go. But she confidently trusts the Lord to take care of her. I confidently trust the Lord to take care of me. I have faith that God will take care of me. I have faith that this podcast will be a success in whatever format that it is presented. And when I come back again, I'm going to share a little bit about my journey of faith, my faith for the journey that I'm on. And I look forward to it because the whole intent of this first episode per se was to sit down and just have a discussion, to introduce myself, to get acquainted with you. And I can't think of a better way than how it came forward than to be able to sit here unplanned, no script, no anything, just sit down and trust God to give me the words that I needed to share today. And just like this behind me says, yes, you can. That was God just saying, you can do this, Diane. I set you up. I planned this. And I'm so proud of you. that you're going forward, that you're moving forward, that you're walking in your faith, that you're exercising your faith in action. So until next time, have a blessed day. Continue to walk in faith and know that you will need your faith for the journey that you're on. And God is with you. No matter what circumstances you may face, stand on your faith. Let faith be your foundation. Have a great day.
Take one. And this happened yesterday.
Welcome to Faith for the Journey podcast. I'm your host, Diane Wilkes Tribbett. On this episode of Faith for the Journey, we'll be talking about let's get acquainted. I'm going to share a little information about who I am, why I decided to do this podcast, what I inspire to bring to this podcast. So let's get this journey started. My name again is Diane Wilkes Tribbett. I am the founder of the Houston Vitiligo Awareness Movement, also known as HVAM, right here in Houston, Texas. We are a proud affiliate of VidFriends, a national vitiligo support community, which was founded by Valerie Molyneux. And I am excited to share this podcast on the VidFriends podcast, which is sponsored by my vitiligo team. So let's talk a little bit about faith. What is faith? What is faith to you? What is faith, period? Is faith different for different people? Does faith waver? We know that that happens. So let's think about it from this perspective. When circumstances happen in life, and have you ever heard someone say, you just got to have faith? You know how many times when I was going through something, I heard someone say, well, Diane, you just got to have faith. Well, Diane, keep the faith. And, you know, you don't think about it at that moment. You just say, okay, you know, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep pushing forward. It's going to be okay. Things are going to get better. But do we really demonstrate faith? Do we really believe that that faith is going to work? The controversy that occurs is when we say we have faith, but we also prepare and rely on our backup plans. You know what I mean? Those things that we stick in our back pockets, that those just in case this doesn't happen, I have a plan A or a plan B or a plan C, D, E, F, G, and all the rest of the alphabet. But that's not what faith is all about. Faith, according to scripture in Hebrews 11:1, and I'm going to read to you the Message version first. It says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith. So we know right there that faith is trust in God. Faith is trusting God. It says that the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. So let's just stop right there for just a second. It says it's the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. So when we think about foundation, I know many of us, if you think about foundation, you think of your home, you want your home built on good foundation. You want your relationships built on a good foundation. You want it sturdy. You want it to last. And so that's what it's saying here, that faith is, it's our handle on what we can't see. Those are some strong words. It's our handle on what we can see. For those of you who are a little old school that grew up in the times that I grew up, we heard it sort of like this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So it's hope and evidence of what we can't see. Faith is hope that leads to the evidence of what we can't see right now. So it basically is saying we can't see what we want right now, but we believe and we stand in our hope that it will come to fruition. It's like this podcast. I had no idea that I would be doing a podcast. I really, really didn't. I didn't. This was all God's doing. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But when God spoke it into my existence, I took that and firmly stood on what he told me that I would be doing. And all I did was move day by day, minute by minute, second by second. And I prepared myself because he told me it was going to happen. So I had to believe it was going to happen. And if I believed it's going to happen, then I had to prepare myself for it happening. Because I'm one of those ones that people that know me know I am going to do things as much in excellence as I can, because I don't like shabby. So when God spoke it, I believed it. I stood on it. That was my firm foundation that it was going to come back. I couldn't see it. It hadn't happened yet. But because God said it, because I believed it, it came to be. And how do I know it came to be? Because I'm talking to you right now. So I'm going to be referring to some notes here and there. So forgive me if I stray off a little bit, but I want to make sure I make this as real as possible, because initially I won't tell you how many times I started recording this because I wanted it to be perfection, but perfection, there's nothing perfect. Only God is perfect. And I prayed before I started this and I said, Lord, take control. So control right now is just going with the flow and trusting what it's going to be and as what it's going to evolve into as I go. So let's go back to a little bit about what I have here. So I said what faith was to me after I gave the definitions is that it said faith is the expectation backed up by the evidence God planned for our lives, which is just Jeremiah 29:11. And just in case, for those who don't know what Jeremiah 29:11 says, I want to read to you the message version. I don't know what it is with me and this message version. I just love the message version. I'm sorry, message version of scriptures, because they just make it really plain to you. And so let me pull that up real quick for you, just a second. Anyway, while I'm waiting on getting that up, because my computer has decided it's going to move slow today, which is okay. It's okay. So anyway, while I'm pulling it up. So when I think about faith and I think about the fact that it's of what I just said, that it's the expectation that's backed up by the evidence that God planned for our lives. So it's like what I was saying when I first started this out, is that, you know, I didn't know what was going to come of this particular podcast, but God already knew. He planned this long before Diane even came into existence. He knew when Diane came into this world on October 11th, 1961. Yes, I'm an oldie, but I'm still a goodie. That he saw, he didn't just see Diane being birthed that day. He said, okay, here comes Diane, and I have this plan for her life. And therefore, because I have this plan, this is the direction that I need her life to go. And in order for her life to go that way, this is who I need her to meet. This is where I need her to go. This is where I need her to be planted. And so that's exactly what he does. He takes the time to plan out, and he sees our life before we see it. And that is why we know that's what our faith is built on, because we don't see it. When we get here, we don't see it. Each year that we are grateful and blessed to be here, we don't see it. We see it as it comes. We may expect some things, but we see it as it comes. So let me just read what I was going to share with you from Jeremiah 29:11, the message version. And this is my favorite verse. Anybody who knows me knows that Jeremiah 29:11 is my favorite verse. And it says, and this is God speaking, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. plans to give you the future you hope for. The future you hope for. So,